On Thursday, August 18th, terrorists launched a multi-pronged terror attack that targeted civilian vehicles and Israeli soldiers, with 8 killed and 40 wounded. Gaza rocket attacks have since picked up dramatically as well. Following Thursday's attack and the beginning of the rocket escalation, I spoke on Friday, August 19th, with IDF spokeswoman Lieutenant Colonel Avital Leibovich about the terror attack and the initial rocket assault. Here's the interview. What can you say about the terror attacks that have happened the last few days, or since yesterday, as to who's to blame? Who does Israel feel is behind these attacks?
Well, we understand that the terror squad originated in Gaza. This is what we understand according to the intelligence information that we have.
And as far as it coming from Gaza, this was, I guess, a well-planned attack?
It looked like a very well-planned attack, since it was multi-layered. It happened in a few places, not too far from each other. It also involved a great amount of fire that was opened, and also most of the targets were Israeli targets.
Now, as far as this attack goes, it's one of the bloodiest terror attacks that's happened in Israel since 2008. How significant an event is this in light of how calm things have been over the last couple of years?
Well, I would say that since CAS-led operation, there was some relative period of time in the region, especially in the southern region of Israel. But since the beginning of 2011, the number of rockets that shelled Israel began to rise again. And in 2010 itself, we had rockets from time to time, but the majority of the activity was actually conducted in a defense surrounding Gaza, namely planting IEDs and using some sniper fire and so on.
So then this is a significant escalation in terms of the attacks from Gaza.
It's a well-planned attack, a combined attack, that had one goal, either to kidnap an Israeli or kill Israeli, or the combination of these two missions.
Now, as far as the rocket attacks that began following yesterday's terror attack near Eilat, there were some that hit the city of Ashdod. There were several people injured.
Yeah, what is interesting is that Gaza militants and terrorist groups choose to launch the rockets specifically at the biggest cities we have in the Negev area, which is Be'er Sheva, Ashkelon, and Ashdod. Each of these cities have something like 200,000, population of 200,000 people. Some have a bit more, some have a bit less. This actually shows, without any even second thought, that they intend to target Israelis. Now, this morning, a couple of rockets hit the city of Ashdod. The city of Ashdod has 230,000 people living in it. One of the rockets, the Grad rockets, launched, hit a synagogue, and the other one hit a school, a religious school. Now, imagine if this will take place a month from now, both places will be probably filled. This is a summer holiday. People are not at school. People are not in their houses. People are outside in the beaches, in the streets, in the parks. So this is actually, this could have ended in a very big tragedy this morning. Still, 6 people were wounded as a result of those launchings, and one of them severely.
And as far as the IDF response, initially there were attacks on, according to Prime Minister Netanyahu, on the leadership or some of the leaders of one of the organizations behind the attack near Eilat. Since then, there have been a number of targets hit in the Gaza Strip, and the IDF has again said that you hold Hamas responsible. Hamas has denied involvement in this. Who are you targeting and why in Gaza?
Well, Hamas is controlling Gaza in the past couple of years, so we can deny and not deny. It's not really the issue. The issue is that everything that is conducted in Gaza and everything that is going out of Gaza is under Hamas responsibility, since Hamas took responsibility of Gaza a couple of years ago. Therefore, any terror organization or any terror squad firing from Gaza to Israel or infiltrating from Gaza into Israel is under the responsibility of Hamas. It's really that simple.
All right, Lieutenant Colonel Leibovich, anything else you want to say on this?
I just want to say that the terrorists yesterday had actually explosive vests on their bodies. One of the questions I've been asked over and over again is, how do we know they came from Gaza? Well, they had Kalashnikov. They had Kalashnikov bullets. Last March, if you recall, the ship Victoria actually tried to smuggle into Gaza through the sea 76,000 Kalashnikov bullets, which we found. Secondly, the operating device of the explosive belt that they carried on their vests is the same operating device that we have seen numerous times during castellate operation in Gaza. This and other information that we have direct us to the understanding that their origin was from Gaza.
Now, is that in addition to intelligence you have, or is that the main, main proof?
That's in addition to the intelligence we have.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time during this tragic and hectic time in Israel.
Thank you very much, and I hope that we speak on more happier times.